Advances in surgical technology is reducing the need for inpatient hospitalization. Although the overall number of surgeries have increased over the past decade, surgical hospital admissions are decreasing. The Canadian Institute for Health Information has recently released a report entitled Trends in Acute Inpatient Hospitalizations and Day Surgery Visits in Canada, 1995-96 to 2005-2006, that has analyzed these trends. And I'm pleased to introduce Ms. Carolyn Hike, Director of Health Services Information for the Canadian Institute for Health Information. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What was the impetus to look at this issue? What tweaked your interest or the CAHI's interest at looking at this particular issue?
Well, each year we do an analysis when we close our databases on the most up-to-date trend information.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year represented one of the first years where we had 10 years of data to look at day surgery data. So we thought it was a good opportunity to look at this phenomenon of surgery and day surgery and to look at trends over time.
And what was the source of the information?
The source of information is the Discharge Abstract Database and the National Ambulatory Care Reporting System. And those are CIHI databases mm-hmm. that hospitals across the country participate in.
Now, were all regions of the country included in this report?
On the inpatient side, we have all regions of the country. For the day surgery and the for the day surgery and surgery portions, we have a subset.
Now, in absolute numbers, our listeners usually like to hear the actual numbers, not really percentages too much, but in absolute numbers, how did the inpatient hospitalizations change over the 10-year span, and were there any trends that you discovered?
In terms of inpatient hospitalizations, we had about 2005 we had about 2.8 million inpatient hospitalizations in 2005-06 versus about 3.2 million in 1995-96. So that's a decline of about 13.4%.
So that's a lot of inpatient admissions, hospitalizations that have been eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, were there any geographic differences with regards to inpatient hospitalizations across the country?
Well, certainly there's been a decline across the country. I think the notable exceptions are in Northwest Territories and Nunavut, where they've seen on an age-adjusted basis an increase in hospitalizations.
Mm-hmm.
But on an age-adjusted basis, all the other regions in Canada have decreased.
Were there any specific procedures that you looked at that you could attribute for the decline?
At this point, we didn't delve into specific procedures, but that's certainly something of interest, and we'll be following up on that in a future analysis and report.
Is there any assumption that because there are more fiber optic or scope type of procedures done, for example, for knee repair or gastrointestinal repair or gallbladder surgeries, these kind of things, is there sort of an assumption that, well, maybe this is contributing to the decline in inpatient hospitalizations?
Yes, certainly. Both changes in technology have permitted some procedures that were once performed on an inpatient mm-hmm. basis to be performed on an outpatient basis, such as gallbladder surgery, as you mentioned. But our analysis showed that we could account for only about 32% reduction in inpatient hospitalizations due to the shift in day surgery. So
right.
There's obviously other things going on.
Now, is there anything that's tweaking your mind with regards to an explanation as to why, if the technology can't account for all of that, anything that you'd like to specifically look at that you're curious about?
Well, it could be influenced by a number of factors, including other kinds of services available in the community and the ability of those community services to handle various medical events. Also, the health of the underlying population could also be contributing. Mm-hmm. So there's a wide variety of factors.
Now, is there any report in the works that will look at medical as opposed to surgical admission rates, just as a means of seeing whether, although there are less inpatient hospital admissions for surgical cases, have they been taken up by medical admissions to hospital?
We don't have any plans currently, but certainly we can put that in our hopper and look at it at some point in time. Interesting question.
And any analysis of the clinical outcomes, I don't know if this report looked at that, but just in terms of quality of care or at least outcomes of people's health from these procedures? Has there been anything looked at to see how these people fared over the decade?
CIHI didn't look at the clinical outcomes, but certainly that's a question of interest to all of us, and it's up to clinicians and healthcare administrators to find the balance between the efficiency of the healthcare system, of course, and patient outcomes.
Now, were there any other areas in the report that you believe are important for our listeners to be aware of in terms of how our system either functions or with regards to access to care or at least the provision of care or just that you think that these particular numbers are interesting and people should be aware of?
Well, I think the fact that the overall number of surgeries is increasing in general is of interest, and it all, the overall number is about 17%, mm-hmm. which shows that the system seems to be keeping up with some of the demand. The population growth figures across Canada for the same time period were about in the order of about 10%.
Well, Ms. Hike, what I'd like to do on the basis of the second to last question I asked you is hopefully Kahi will look at the medical admission rates and make a comparison to see if they're being taken up with the surgical from the surgical ones and have you back on the air to talk about that. I hope sometime in the future.
Well, that's terrific. We'll keep it in mind and look forward to talking to you again. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. All the best.